Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Thursday, October 6th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. It's great to be back. To start today's show off, I'd like to say this. Whenever Lisa and I do something, we do it out there in full view of everybody in public. When we went to Ground Zero on the fourth anniversary of 9/11 and held our controlled demolition sign, we did it there so everybody could see us. On the two different occasions that we went to the White House and took our 9/11 controlled demolition sign, we stood there so everybody could see us. When we come out here and do our TV show, you see our faces every single day. And when we write articles exposing the government, the mainstream media, and the rats in the alternative media, we do that in full view of everybody too.
Right.
But the people that attacked us during the last week, it's very indicative of the way they operate.
Well, they're cowards. They don't have the guts to talk to us face to face. They have to attack us through back doors in our computer.
That's right. They're cowards, they're worms, and they're the lowliest of the low. And if they think for even 1 second that they're going to stop us, they're sadly mistaken, because all this does is just makes us filled with even more fire. And as you're going to hear today, and as if you read on the Wing TV homepage already, during the last week we've been attacked. We have some people working behind the scenes. We're
right.
Not going to identify who they are, but they know what's going on. And one woman said that she's very suspicious that we're on somebody's radar.
Right, and she would know. She would know because she's done a lot of work in the past for the government. Now she doesn't do work for the government, but she knows what to look for, what signs, what indicators are present when you are being mercilessly hammered by DOS or distributed DOS attacks.
Right. So anyone that's watched this show for the last week or so knows that our show, our daily show, either crawls along at a snail's pace, it freezes up, or it just times out and quits entirely. So what we've done is add some security measures. And these aren't complete by any means. We're taking this a step at a time, and we're going to see how far they push. So, you know, we're not talking about amateurs here. They know what they're doing.
Right.
So
what initially we thought was that we had exceeded our bandwidth. That's what our server techs told us. And so subsequently we purchased more bandwidth and tripled the size of our bandwidth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now our server also confirms what our info security person told us.
Right.
That we are indeed being hammered by distributed DOS attacks. And so we have had to take measures that will make it a little longer for you to watch the show. You have to take two more steps,
yeah,
I think.
But it'll only take a second.
It's still free. It'll just take a couple more clicks of your mouse.
Yeah. And what we're going to do is we're going to explain, at least to the best of our knowledge, what we think happened here. And we're not sensationalists. We're going to give you the numbers, facts, figures. We're going to explain what happened. But in the last year and a half since this show has been on, we now feel that Wing TV is more threatening and more dangerous to the powers that be than any other show out there, for one reason, because we refuse to allow the issue of 9/11 to die. And right here, more than any other document, we prove the government's involvement in destroying the World Trade Center towers. And as one of our viewers told us, they said, you're the only ones that aren't leaving this issue go. You're still hammering it big time, and we plan on it because this is their Achilles heel, and this is what they're most afraid of.
Right. I mean, measures were taken at Ground Zero this year while we were there to try to get us to leave, to intimidate us. Paul Isaac Jr. tried his damnedest to get us to leave, and we wouldn't leave. And so maybe Big Brother better realize that they're not going to intimidate us by messing with our server.
Or with us, because we're going to keep plugging along. So now, let's get into what happened here, Lisa. And like I said, this is to the best of our ability to relate to, because we're not computer gurus.
No.
What's happening is that someone was jamming our server with what looked to be millions of legitimate hits.
Right.
Now, these were coming from various IP addresses around the Internet.
Right, and so what our server thought they were seeing was legitimate requests for transactions.
Mm-hmm.
And when we bumped our bandwidth up, the attacker bumped the amount of server requests subsequently to correlate with that. So the pipe, in essence, remained clogged.
Yeah, but these actually weren't legitimate hits. In reality, they were coming from something called a spoof, where they were from all these different locales, and they're originating from a very highly sophisticated source somewhere out there in cyberspace. Now, on our server, it doesn't show up as a single IP or an IP range. Instead, what they have is you have this massive spoofing.
Right, so it looks like they're coming from all over. There could be a zillion of them.
Yeah, and it's distributed by these virtually unlimited, this entity with virtually unlimited resources that they can create this bogus traffic that just keeps hammering
so
our
server. So the server gets more requests than it can process.
Yeah.
And they'd have to be using a massive amount of pipes to do this, or one huge pipe, which is, I guess, an OC-12 pipe, which is massive. And that would be hitting us at about 622 megabits a second.
Yeah. Now, other possibilities that people have told us, that there's something called Smurfs or a Fraggle Sin Flood, Zombies, Vanilla, DDoS. I mean, this all sounds like Dawn of the Dead cartoon. We don't know what this means. But they do. So they're looking at all the possibilities. And it's similar to if you're listening to a radio station and it's being jammed by all these outside frequencies or this outside interference. What it does is you just can't hear the station.
Right. So if we were doing radio, the signal would be jammed.
Right. Or another similarity would be to like a radar screen, where if somebody is spoofing this, if they're interfering it, the person watching the screen is going to see nothing but snow on there. And that's similar to what happened to our show, is it just dragged along and stopped or whatever. And this
is, you know what? It just goes to show how not paranoid we are, because we were getting emails over the last 2 weeks from some of our viewers who said, this looks like a DOS attack to me. Mm-hmm. This looks like a distributed DOS attack to me. And we kept going, no, no, we just exceeded our bandwidth.
Because we didn't.
You guys were right, because we're not paranoid.
Yeah, we didn't want to jump to conclusions like everybody else does out there in this field. And like instantly the government's trying to hack them. But this spoofing thing, this is what happened to Ron Brown when his plane crashed back in the late 1990s. They just essentially spoofed the radar. It confused it, and bam, it smashed into the side of a mountain.
You might want to know why now. Yeah. After we've been talking about 9/11 for so long.
Well, hang on one second. Let's tell them first some of the numbers so they can see just how huge this is. Now, as Lisa said, we tripled our bandwidth, right?
Right.
And our server told us that if they had left this uncapped, that per month we would be using 9 terabytes. Now, we didn't have any idea what that was.
Right, we still really don't.
Yeah, but our...
It's big.
Yeah, behind-the-scenes person told us that if you went into a standard-sized video store and you wanted to digitize all their tapes and movies, it would probably only take up about 8 terabytes. That's for an entire store of videos.
Right. And to digitize all the books in the Library of Congress, it would take 22 terabytes.
Yeah. So we were getting bombed with 9 terabytes.
If our bandwidth had been left ungoverned, then it would have gone in a month's time to 9 terabytes or above.
Now, to do something like this,
which is massive,
as Lisa touched upon earlier, she said they would either take some kind of like T3 pipe or even an OC-12 pipe. And what happened was when we upped our bandwidth, they just upped the amount of server requests that were being bombed.
Right, in conjunction with us increasing our bandwidth so that the pipe would just stay clogged with server requests.
Yeah.
And so that's why many of you haven't been able to watch the show, or it takes much longer, or it freezes up or bogs out.
Yeah, and as we said, we don't know who did this, but one thing we know for sure is this isn't some snot-nosed kid sitting in their basement trying to monkey with us. This was a highly technical operation. This was somebody that had to have
the resources. Utterly gutless.
Yeah. Yeah, again, they're the ones that hide behind the scenes. They don't come out and show their face. They don't want what we're saying to you to be heard by you, so they have to do it the coward's way by jamming our signal.
You know, and as I was saying before, why now?
Yeah.
I mean, we've been talking about 9/11 for a long time, ever since it happened.
Right.
Why now? Well, let's see. We just got back from New York City, Ground Zero, which was a tumultuous event for us.
Yeah, and that's when all of this really started happening, is we finally went out there and showed their crimes to the world in full view. We said, your official version of events is a lie. We stood there with our 14-foot banner on Ground Zero, the fourth anniversary, And this pissed some people off
right.
beyond words. And that's when it all started. Then, a week or so later, we went down to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
250,000 people. We're standing there right in front of the White House at the gates
again.
Holding that banner up again. That was the second time we stood in front of the White House. Mm-hmm. Subsequently, then, there was first the Village Voice article.
Right. Village Voice wrote about us being at Ground Zero and...
Put the photo of our banner in there.
Put the photo in color of our banner right there in the Village Voice, which is incredible in itself.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then after that, we started seeing some other articles. Newsday
did
a couple of articles about the chaplain who was forced to resign under pressure for expressing doubts and questions about 9/11.
Yeah, and also we wrote quite a number of articles on the Wing TV homepage that were getting circulated. Then the American Free Press ran a front page lead article that I wrote called Bombs in WTC, or Inside Job Bombs in WTC. That got distributed everywhere. Then the American Free Press got a call from Paul Isaac. They wanted them to retract that or issue some statement, so you could tell they were getting scared there.
Right.
So with all this, plus on top of that, just last week we started doing our 1 hour spot on Alex Merklinger's show.
That was actually a half hour last week.
Yeah,
we started
hour.
The 1 hour this Friday.
Now, Alex Merklinger's heard in 177 countries, so this information is just disseminating everywhere and everywhere.
And now, the New York Post has come out with an article and by an Andrea Pizer, who's calling the 9/11 conspiracy swill. Well, I hate to tell you, Ms. Pizer, but the New York Post has a copy of 9/11 on trial.
Yeah.
You might want to check out the physics swill in that book.
That's right. And I want to touch upon what Andrea Pizer said in this article, because it's amazing what mainstream sources are actually writing about now. But the other thing that we want to also let people know about, why we think that we're being hammered and we're being targeted, is we're doing such a huge expose on all of the people in the alternative media that aren't what they're cut out to be. These are the fear mongers, the money grubbers, the company men.
It's not even what they're not what they're cut out to be. They're not what they portray themselves to be publicly.
Exactly. Yeah. These are also the sensationalists, the con men, the gatekeepers. And there's more and more people that write to us every day and just say, keep the heat on, these bastards, because you know what? A lot of them entrusted their lives with these people. They said, I entrusted everything with them. And now I see that they're nothing but a fear monger. I see that all they want is our money, that they're betraying the Patriot movement,
they're phonies,
like the Gray family.
They're cowards, they're traitors, and they're fear mongers.
They're censors, and they're like completely disillusioned.
Yeah, you know what's really ironic? How Alex Jones is crybabying, boo-hooing about censorship when he's the king of the censors.
Yeah.
He's saying he's being censored. Well, we got on his website last night, and that's through AOL Time Warner, too. So I don't know, you know, how many people are actually being denied the service. And apparently Time Warner said that it was in error.
Yeah.
So, Alex, cut the crap. You're the biggest censor there is.
Yeah, we found it very, very ironic that the king of all censors in the alternative media now supposedly got censored. Well, he didn't get censored at all. And it was just kind of funny, too, that whenever Wing TV mentions something like this, then all of a sudden Alex has to do it right behind us. You know, it's amazing.
Grow up, Alex.
Yeah. Now, let's get to this Andrea Pizer article. It's right there, New York Post. This came out a couple days ago. And in this article, she's saying, she's talking about a coffee shop where people are talking about 9/11 being an inside job.
It's called the Vox Pub Cafe. It's located in Flatbush in Brooklyn, New York. And it's, I guess, run by Sandra Hicks.
Yeah, who's an author, just put a new 9/11 book out.
And she's saying that they serve up piping hot conspiracy swill that involves the U.S. did it. Well, guess what, Andrea? Your own newspaper requested a copy of our book.
Yeah, why
and
don't
we sent
about
it to them. You might want to go check and see where it is.
Yeah. Now also, and we're going to get to this in a few moments, they also mentioned Imam Intikhab Habib.
Right.
Now if you don't recognize the name, he was the chaplain that 1 hour before he was supposed to be
sworn in as the New York Fire Department chaplain. He's a Muslim.
Yeah.
He was pressured to resign because he did an interview a few days before with Newsday and expressed questions about 9/11, saying he thinks it involves a bigger conspiracy.
Yeah, and we're going to get to him in
does.
A moment. But I want to read a couple quotes now from Andrea Pizer's article. She says, but here's a news flash. that has been living under the mainstream radar, the community that believes 9/11 was a U.S. government plot is large, and it is diverse.
And it's growing.
And it is growing.
And you bet it is.
Yeah, it is. And as I said, this is the Achilles heel. If we can prove for everybody to know that this was a controlled demolition, they're done for. It's all over and done. Now, she also mentioned the words controlled demolition.
Absolutely.
In this article. I mean, this is major, major progress now. And she even went on to say that there are school students in the New York City school system and their teachers that are talking about government involvement in 9/11. And they said the students and the teachers all agree that the government was involved.
Right. And in her article, she says that Intikhab Habib was forced to resign by the New York mm-hmm. Fire Department, dismissed as a nut, and the whole thing was forgotten. Well, guess what?
It's not.
Intikhab Habib is not a nut.
Yeah.
I've talked to him, and the whole thing is not forgotten,
yeah.
Andrea.
And what did he say that was so threatening that made him have to resign from the New York City Fire Department before he was even sworn in? Well, he said that he has doubts that 9/11 was carried out by Al-Qaeda.
Right.
He also says that he's highly doubtful that this was pulled off by 19 Arabs. He also says that he's skeptical of the official version of events, and that he said that no steel buildings have ever fallen in the history of the world due to fire.
And those are all correct. He also said the amount of time that it took the buildings to fall is
right.
very suspect also.
Now,
he raised valid points.
Yeah, and who's been saying this now ever since 9/11 on trial came out? We have.
Well, and a lot of other 9/11 researchers and activists.
We've all been bringing this mm-hmm. information out.
Absolutely.
And it still amazes us that, first of all, the mainstream media now is talking about controlled demolition actually more than 911truth.org. Isn't that just
incredible? And you know what? You know what? It's really mind-boggling to see somebody call the controlled demolition theories bunk when they have not investigated or researched them themselves. Ms. Pizer, and to all you mainstream media people, I would suggest you research this stuff. We've sent you the books. You all have the book.
Yeah.
Research the controlled demolition, and then you tell me if Galileo and Isaac Newton are bunk and swill.
That's right. And plus, on top of all that, we ran an article, I believe it was on Monday, about Nicholas Levis, one of the big muckety-mucks of 911truth.org. And despite all of these people, even school students who are able now to see government involvement, he said he still believes that the planes brought the towers down. What an unbelievably lowly worm he
when
is.
When you think of the words miserable failure, don't just apply them to George W. Bush,
yeah.
because you need to apply them to all the 9/11 gatekeepers as well.
Yeah, and that includes Amy Goodman and so forth. And what we're going to do now, not next week, but the week after that, here on Wing TV, we're officially going to call that Controlled Demolition Week. So what we're going to do, we're not going to spend the whole week on controlled demolition, but every single day that week, we're going to talk about it, maybe bring some guests on for a couple minutes. Every day, it's going to be Controlled Demolition Week. Considering how much this is in the media now and how close we are to a breakthrough, we have to officially christen it. So we're going to see how many other sources out there now in the alternative media follow us and give this subject the attention it deserves.
We want you guys all to become as familiar with this topic as we are. This way you can discuss it as fluently as we can with the people around you.
Yeah. A couple other things. We're waiting now for the Muslim community to see what they're going to do. This information is so volatile mm-hmm. now and so out in the open. The Muslim community is either going to roll over and play dead and not speak about it, or finally come out strong and say, we've been blamed for this nonsense now for 4 years,
right.
and we're not taking it anymore. We're going to see how they react.
And you know what's really reassuring to me is that the 9/11 truth videos, books, DVDs, and so on are prevalent throughout the Muslim communities
mm-hmm.
in this country. That's good. That shows that they are open to looking and thinking outside the box.
That's right. Also now, in the latest edition of the American Free Press, Christopher Bolin reported that Jimmy Walter has now upped his reward from $100,000 to $1 million for anyone that can prove that the World Trade Center towers came down without the use of any kind of explosives or demolition. $1 million. dollars.
I think Jimmy Walter and reopen911.org are the group that's behind the commercials that are airing on New York One.
That's right.
A man I talked to in the Muslim community today said he saw one of these commercials airing on Monday.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad to see that the mainstream networks are putting them on.
Right. And finally, Kevin Ryan, who I'm sure everybody knows about. He was the man who sent the letter to NIST saying that fires didn't bring this down.
Right.
Well, he's spoken out recently, too, and saying that he stands behind his letter. So
absolutely.
All of these sources now that we've mentioned today, it's coming out. Folks, we can get them. And if you wonder why they're coming after Wing TV now, it's because we're not going to let 9/11 die. We're not going to let the controlled demolition die. And we're not going away for anything.
Right. And just like the gatekeepers, their actions are transparent. They're running scared. They're desperate.
Yeah.
They're panicking. What's happening to them is what they want to happen to you and me. Create terror. They're terrified that the truth is this close from blowing the lid off.
And as we say, we're not afraid of anybody or anything.
Right.
Now, if this show doesn't work perfectly today, you know that we got hit again through another route.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to just keep on top of this, but we want to come back out here and let you know we're not going away.
No.
And so you come back tomorrow, and until then, make sure you keep your eyes open because there is a hell of a lot going on.
See you then.